Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. We're talking about list relationship. This is part 7 of 12-part series on the topic driving for dollars versus smart wholesaling. We're going to be talking about branding, personal branding, attracting deals for free. How would you like to attract deals coming to your desk for free? The only people that get to enjoy that right now are the gurus, right? The JV deals. You know, just imagine how many times they get, hey, I just found this contract. Can you help me close the deal? Hey, I have a contract. Hey, I have a seller. Can you help me with this deal? Just imagine how many of those are coming on their desk and they're splitting money. 25, 75, 50, 50, 60, 40, all day long. They're attracting deals like that. But yet, here you are, you're trying to compete with them by spending your own hard-earned dollars and your time driving for dollars on marketing, direct mailing, and then you can't even get to your second deal, your third deal, and then you're getting frustrated out of the business. Well, if all of this is like crazy, everything I've said so far, let's talk about real estate wholesaling for a second. It's the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing to potentially distressed and motivated sellers. That's the part that most people get stuck on, okay? Locking them under contract, the properties, locking them under contract and selling the rights to the contract to an end buyer for a lucrative fee between $1,000 to $82,000, which is my highest one-time fee ever. There are people that have made more, but I'm going to show you how to skip 80% of that hustle, how to make $100,000 or more per year with or without closing a deal, which is basically at the end of the whole process, of the whole system. And then you, by so doing, you're able to increase your chances of closing deals 10 times over. The mission here is to get you up and running a $1 million empire in just 11 days. These are the team. If you find them anywhere on the internet, please say thank you. They helped me get this going. We have over 600, 700 videos on this channel that this, my beautiful wife and beautiful Leilani helped me achieve. So just say thank you to them. This is what I'm going to help you set up, okay? Through the process of building a list of leads, buyers, partners, investors, wholesalers, hard money lenders, all these people, right? You're able to create a 7 to 10 income streams, right? You learned it from elementary of entrepreneurship. You were supposed to have multiple streams of income, but you got stuck on the whole deal chasing thing. Sorry, but I'm going to help you get out of that rat race. Passive income, residual income, home runs, of course. We still want those $30,000 checks, right? But cash flow is king. Just keep that at the back of your mind. Out of all the 7 processes that I introduced to you previously, you're also going to we're talking about the processes right now. We're going to talk about list relationship, which is the third process that you need to set up. So you're already familiar with this, right? Old school, you know what that is. It's a lot of steps, but basically I'm going to help you skip 80% of that hustle, and all you have to do is make $100,000 first, okay? Or simultaneously, it's completely up to you, but you're able to assign other people's deals and close deals and split money with people all day long. They're happy because they don't even know how to close those deals. You're able to help them close deals. You're able to help the gurus close deals. You become a resource for the marketplace. Buyers know where to go to find deals, right? Just because you learn the skill set of list building, list monetization, you're attracting all of this. So let's talk about list relationship. Obviously, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. We call it the KLT factor, right? So the more people know you, the more people are gonna like you, the more people are gonna trust you. It's a percentage of people that know you that will like you. Not all of them will like you. It's just a numbers game. We understand that. We prepare you for that, right? Not everybody that knows you will like you. Not everybody that likes you will trust you. However, people that know you, some of them will buy from you. People that trust you, some of them will buy from you, and everything in between. Some of them will become investors. Some of them will become partners. Some of them will bring deals to the table for you. Some of them, a bunch of people will be attracted to you because you set a stage up for yourself. You set a platform up that become a resource for the marketplace, and just naturally, people come to you for help. That's what this is all about, okay? So why should you build a relationship? Well, sensationalism, I don't know how to pronounce the word. Help me. Just read it to yourself. Sensationalism, okay? Brand authority, just people know you, like you, and trust you enough. You become an authority in the marketplace. Okay, so think of the Max Maxwells. Think of the even a Donald Trump before he even after he became a president. That office has a certain excellence that comes with it, right? No matter if you like it or not, doesn't matter if you like him or not. The stage, being on that stage and that platform, brings certain level of excellence and respect. And that's what you're about to do. You're about to position yourself in a place where people just respect you and bring deals and money to you. Okay, so that's basically a quick way I can tell you what an authority is. Okay, the digital platforms, algorithms, people, human beings, entities, they all respect authority when they see one. They know how to recognize an authority when they see one. But the way you do that is by basically bringing more value to the marketplace. Just naturally, if you're useful for people, then people will respect you. Just think about it. It's not that deep, okay? Just if you're useful, you bring value to other people, people respect you. And we've been talking about that throughout the series, right? You may say, but I don't have the knowledge. Well, if you bring other people's knowledge to other people, they will still respect you because you're still the link that makes that happen, right? So by doing so, you increase your KLT factor, the know, like, and trust factor of this whole game. Everyone has it. As opposed to you, along with 500 wholesalers chasing after this one seller trying to get the deal, not only do you drive the price up, no one is going to get the deal. They're going to get scared out of working with you guys. It's just messy. And then 3 months down the line, you're like, this game is not working for me. Or maybe you closed one deal and the second one is not coming fast enough. Basically, the first deal was a setup for failure, right? So there's all kind of that and everything in between I can share. I hear stories all day long. So the input through this process is market research. I'm giving you the game right now. Well, when you want to do a market research, there's something we call market keyword research and stuff like that. There's a place that you advance to that will teach you how to do that, but you don't have to do that. What you should pay attention to is that who are these people that are going to be attracted to you and what you have to offer? The seed keywords are right here in front of you. Make money. What kind of person will type in make money on Google, right? That kind of person, right? That's an audience that they belong in already. They are in somebody's group on Facebook already. They are already following a channel on YouTube already, meaning they are there ready for you, right? They are in somebody's email list already. You're gonna be building a list, right? So work from home, people that are typing in things like work from home at home, right? Real estate investing, the seminar gurus, people that are following them, people that are interested in the topic of real estate investing, wholesaling, pre-foreclosure investing, right? People that are asking questions, frequently asked questions, right? So being able to, you can release at least once a week video. Okay, on YouTube channel, if that's what you want to do. That process, I follow the same process. Okay, so I'm preaching what I teach, right? And this attracts deals, not just deals, all types of monies, right? And followership of people that refer other people to me. Like, not everybody that follow me becomes direct money for me. Sometimes they refer other people to me. Sometimes directly by actually saying, go follow this guy. Sometimes indirectly just by simply watching the video. Just the idea of you watching this video, YouTube is recording that as somebody is watching this guy's video, and then they recommend my video more for other people on the home pages just for doing so, right? So follow my lead. Market research is part of the input to this whole process. You need to know what the market wants and you give it to them. So it's not just some magic stuff. You know the questions that the market is asking, you find the answers, you give it to them. You know the problems they're encountering. For example, driving for dollars is a problem for 98% of people. So I say, hey, don't drive for dollars. There's better solutions, right? It could be that. It could be like, how do I find an offer? How do I find an offer to give? How do I calculate the offer? Just being in a position to connect these people with the answers to their question. You don't have to create the answers. I didn't say that. This is the problem that people that hate when people become guru have. I'm not saying you have to create the answer. You just have to be able to connect these people with the answer, but also position to be able to monetize that process. All right, good. So let's keep going. The technology we use for this, again, self-branded or hosted blog, like I mentioned earlier on part five. All the stuff costs less than $20 per month, okay? YouTube channel is free, right? The only thing that's not free is your time to create content that will work for you for the rest of your life. Okay, people keep watching these videos. Okay, I get on this channel, we get 200 to 350 views every 48 hours. It's just the way it works because these are answers that people want. Okay, do you have to do YouTube videos? You don't have to. Okay, we're gonna focus on using emails. Okay, emails. People open their emails at least once a day, if not multiple times a day. We're going to focus on using that. You build a list and then use emails to bring $1,000, $2,000 into your pocket every day, $100,000 per year, and you're able to do more deals because you have money to market and compete with the gurus. Does that make sense? All right, good. Email autoresponder, as usual, we're going to use that as well. The output of this process, what you can expect to happen when you set up this process. High influence, right? We talk about building an audience, right? But you got to build influence, okay? How do you do that? You bring value to them, you help them. You help them by actually helping them. How? By giving them information, knowledge that will help their lives, right? By simply getting it across to them, all right? It's that simple. You do that long enough, you build your KLT factor. People know you, like you, trust you, then you're building a very high influential brand in the marketplace. Not just that, a monetizable personal brand. What's the point of it? People knowing you, you don't know how to monetize. For a long time, Will Smith was Will Smith. Until in the last 1, 2 years, he jumped on Instagram and now he's able to sell movies like that, even if the movies are whack. Because I mean, he just celebrated 20 million followers on Instagram. So it's not just enough to be a good actor. It's not just enough because you know how to close deals on the phone. No, that's not good enough. You need to learn how to build a massive audience, but also build influence along the line. And yes, somebody told you you're not ready. No, you are ready. You are a business owner. You're ready to know that right now. Okay? Easy ease of cash flow, right? Easy cash flow, ease of cash flow. Sorry for the typo, right? You just create cash flow because your people will buy stuff. But because you've set these things up, custom contract, commission links, and stuff like that, money is showing up in your mailbox, inbox, email inbox, notifications, eventually on a daily basis, just because you set this process up. Contents bank that will continue to work for you, okay? Just because all these things are working as agent out there for you, you attract JV deals. People will naturally come to you and say, "Hey, I have a deal I'm working on. Can you help me with it?" Do you have to know how to do it? No, you don't have to. You say, "Yes, I can help you with it. I will connect with the guys that will make it happen." You make a little bit of cut in between. It could be 1%, it could be 25%, it could be 50-50. It could be 75-30. Depends on how much you are needed in that particular transactions, right? You can command how much money you want to make because you've set up a stage and a platform that's become a resource and therefore is attracting value, money, deals to you, okay? Effortlessly. And then obviously you increase your net worth. All right? Your net worth is directly proportional to the size of your network. What else is there to do than to build your network, right? So when we talk about building a biased network, I know what I'm talking about. It's directly proportional to how much money you're going to make over time. For every email that's added onto your biased network, you can expect an additional $1 or more in residual income, not active income. You're going to make, the home runs are active income. I'm talking about residual passive income. You can expect additional $1 in residual monthly residual active, no, passive income in your business. All of that helps you stay in business longer and further than your competition, of which 98% of them are failing. Like they will never see a dime. The majority of people that come into wholesaling will never see a dime in this game. Okay? So, and now, of course, as usual, follow up on steroids. That's part of the reasons why you're making money. You set this up automatically, there's automatic follow up. People are reaching out to people. As you're sleeping, your content, your emails are working for you. Imagine you sent an email last week, it just was scheduled to go out today, and now you're sleeping as the email hit, and then the email has some kind of product in it, a link in it that's so valuable, the person has been looking for a training or some kind of information on that. They clicked on it, they bought something for $2,000. You just made $1,000 commission. Imagine that happening multiple times across the year. But yeah. You're trying to do deals, you're trying to market, you're trying to send out direct mail, you're trying to compete with the gurus that are spending $25,000 per month on direct mailing. You have an increased chance of able to do that, but not just that, you're actually attracting JV deals for free. Okay, it's just better, it's easier to do this game that way. So, case studies, quick case studies for you. Grant Cardone versus BiggerPockets versus a hybrid. Okay, if you're familiar with all of this platform, BiggerPockets is aggressively good at building a list and monetizing their list. So think about it for a second. BiggerPockets is a platform like a forum where investors hang out online. You can check it out. It's a good platform. You can learn a lot of knowledge from there, right? But they're aggressively good at monetizing content and flipping knowledge into more deals. Just think about it. It's just natural. They release books, they release content, articles. Not only that, they attract guest posters on their blog. Do you think they're stupid? I mean, they're not stupid. They could just focus on closing deals and making home runs. That's the reason why they do that. What about Grant Cardone? Grant Cardone could just focus on, on just doing the multi-units. After all, he's making millions of dollars from buying properties, multi-units, flying around in jets. Why is it that he sell courses? Why does he release video every day on YouTube? He's not stupid. He knows exactly what he's doing, right? Why do you get email virtually every day from him if you're on his list, right? He knows exactly what he's doing. We're gonna help you set that up. Let's talk about Tyler Perry versus Spike Lee. Spike Lee is one of the best directors in the game of Hollywood, right? But who is bigger, Tyler Perry or Spike Lee, right? Even recently, Tyler Perry, after being dissed, ended up honoring Spike Lee for just being stupid. He looks stupid on that deal, let's just be honest, But it's good. It's all good. He gave back to him because he paved the ways. He's learned something. He created his own platform. Basically, he's the creator of everything. Every movie he releases, every show is Tyler Perry's that, because personal brand is that much powerful than even a corporate brand. There are times that corporate brand is okay. Depends on what kind of game you're in. For example, Facebook. But again, Mark Zuckerberg, just that name, your personal name is exactly what we're going to help you build, because you're going to use that to build a personal brand. You're going to monetize it. You're going to attract deals automatically. We're going to talk all about that, right? Another guy is Neil Patel versus Eric Hsu, One Touch Growth. Neil Patel got on YouTube, grew 300,000 followers in no time. How? How was he able to grow? That's somebody commenting on a video, right? Oh, how was he able to grow a 300,000 in like a year or 2 years? Because he already had a personal brand that he could monetize and roll over and use over in new businesses as it goes. A lot of people come into entrepreneurship and they build one thing, and then everything crashes at the recession, and then they don't really have a brand that they could build something else on. That was me in 2008 when my business crashed. Basically, everything crashed. There was no money in the game. We couldn't do wholesaling any longer because nobody was buying luxury. But because I didn't have a personal brand, that was when I learned that I needed, and I started building my personal brand in 2009 September. And now, when you Google my last name, I have like thousands of people in my family. My name comes up first. Just think about that for a second. Not only that, I'm able to monetize the whole process. That's what we're talking about here. So Neil Patel versus Eric Hsu, these are digital marketing experts. If you see the difference between the One Touch Growth, because they built a personal brand. I said brand. Okay. Gary V's Wine Library, or Gary V. Wine Library, Gary V. Which one is more popular, right? Wine Library or Gary V? Well, it doesn't matter what your opinion is. Bottom line is that personal brand helped that business grow even faster, because know, like, and trust. People trust people. People buy from people. People don't buy from brands. People buy from people. Today, in this time and age, everyone else is a wholesaler. What sets you apart from the next wholesaler? And that's the question you should be answering yourself. What is the difference between you and the next wholesaler, right? And now you're competing with 500 new wholesalers coming into the game every day. Why? Because it's easy to get in and drive for dollars. That's no wonder why they're not making money, okay? Oversupply, less money. Just think, it's just plain economics, right? So, and of course, Maxwell is a personal brand versus Wholesaling Inc. Just go look at it. Just go Google it. It's one brand is bigger than the other, okay? Personal brand is powerful. Any one of these guys are big, depending on your opinion of them, but I want you to get the point. The point here is personal brand. Why should people do business with you? Even if you want to build a corporate brand, right? Even if you want to build a corporate brand, people need to resonate and relate, be able to relate with it, right? If they can relate with, they'll buy from you. And then eventually you go so big, the name is now an entity on its own. That's why you have a Walmart, Amazon. People know Walmart and Amazon for a thing. They go there to pick up, they know it for something, maybe cheaper product, access to everything. Bottom line is that it's a resourceful platform for them. How can we turn your name to a resourceful platform in the game of real estate investing? You become the one-stop hub and shop for everyone. So here's the myth. We talked about this earlier. Some people tell you don't have any experience. There's no one will follow you. That's not true. Again, if you're bringing value, it doesn't have to be the value you created. It just has to be value for the person that's receiving it, right? It could be other people that create the value. Obviously, I want you to position to make money from the whole process. We talked about that in list monetization. We'll show you how to set all that up. Okay, some people say the process is too complex. No, it's not. Okay, in 11 days, you're going to be all set up, because I am a big advocate for keeping it simple. I'm going to help you keep it simple. However, skip it, let me keep it real for you. Okay, anything that's easy enough for anybody to just jump out and go do, like for example, drive $4, is not simple. It's just easy. That's why people don't make money from it. I'm going to teach you simple stuff. Okay. Easy, it's not just part of my vocabulary, right? It's not part of my language, the idea of easy or hard or anything like that. What I can tell you is that I'm going to try my best to make it easier for you. If you're coachable, then it's going to be easy. If you're not coachable, it's going to be that much harder, right? But these are simple step-by-step stuff you could set up, and then you start practicing every day. You can see data, you can see people clicking on your stuff, and you can see people looking at your stuff, and you know that you're on the right path. Unlike if you're waiting for that one deal. If no deal closes, you don't even know if you're doing the right thing. You can't even tell, right? But starting literally 24, 48 hours later after setting up, you can start seeing actions, and it's just a matter of time before they start rolling in. And depending on, again, how coachable you are. All right. So the question I have for you today, I want you to brainstorm and share your example of when you bought into an idea or bought something because of familiarity with the brand behind it, directly or indirectly. I want you to share that with us and participate down there below. If you have any questions at this point, post them below so I can answer them. On part 8, you're going to learn list profit maximization. Okay. You're going to be able to close 300% more deals with a $0 marketing cost. All right. You've never heard this anywhere. I promise you, you've never seen this anywhere. Okay. So just come back here for part 7. Make sure you subscribe, share this video, like it. Make sure you watch part 1 through 6. Make sure you watch all 12 parts of this series. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. By the way, if you haven't done so, make sure you go to Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Okay. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and download Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, the book. All right, to help you. Okay, you need to read it a lot of time, actually. And if you go there right now, I'll give you Real Estate Money Secrets for free. It's my newest book as well. Hopefully you'll be enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.